Thank you, Madam Chair. Please accept our compliments for effectively guiding the work of this committee. In the context of discussion on this compilation of article-wise proposals, in general, we would reaffirm the need to avoid opening agreed formulations from the 8th review conference unless there is a concrete proposal to strengthen the convention. This will be in the interest of saving our time. Several formulations proposed yesterday and today have been discussed in the previous review conferences without being taken on board. There is a need to avoid similar discussions here. Also, there is a need to avoid redundancy in the proposed language since many formulations appear to reinforce a similar understanding. I will focus my comments first on Article 5. Under Article 5, we will not be able to support the language proposed by a state party for establishing informal procedure to clarify details of another state party's CBM submissions. We feel that such an effort may undermine states from sharing information in good faith. We also feel that assurance of compliance must be done through binding measures rather than examination of a state party's CBM submissions. We also do not support references to CBMs as a politically binding commitment. In our understanding, it is voluntary and non-mandatory in nature. We would like to introduce an addition under the Article 5 understanding, which is the conference acknowledges the need for improved uniformity and quality of information supplied by states parties under the CBM forms. We also reaffirm the suggested formulation that CBMs are not a substitute for a comprehensive legally binding protocol that deals with all articles of the convention in a balanced manner and includes verification and compliance mechanism. We support NAM's additions in this regard. In the Article 1, 2, 3 and 4 have already been discussed earlier.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I was informed that there is